Our special locker room chat here continues on 103.9 KNZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. Our Blue Jay sponsors here for this locker room chat are C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Service. It's been a pair of games the last time we spoke, Coach. A victory over Parallel Compton, 43-38. That was highlighted by a 20-point performance by Jack Frazee, and then a loss to the Hiawatha Redhawks, a top team that's been in the Big East here this season, a loss 57-48. But Coach, what can you tell me about these last two games for you and your team?
Yeah, so the Perry-Lecompton game, I just felt like it was a really good defensive game for us, and we caught Perry on an off night for their shooting. I think both teams put each other in tough spots defensively, and it was just one of those grinded out games, and so I was really proud of our guys just keeping their heads and continuing to play for 32 minutes. And then we got to play Hiawatha on Tuesday. Another good team is having a great season and know that they're going to do great things as the year goes on. But, we felt like we gave them a good punch for three quarters and then they fired back in the fourth quarter and kind of showed what they can be as a team as well. And so, good competition for us, games that we want to use to get ready for our postseason. And so, grateful for the competition that we get to see every day in the Big East.
Yeah, you just mentioned it, kind of the hammer on the nail there, that, you know, you're trying to get ready for the postseason play. You had a nice three-game winning streak there before that loss against Hiawatha, but you can finish out the season strong with Holton here on Friday, Nemaha Central next Monday as well. Both home games here, back-to-back. Coach, what are some keys to taking these victories leading into the postseason?
Yeah, so just staying focused, I think, is a big part of it, of just staying ready for that next opponent and doing everything we can to just do the right things on and off the court so that we're putting ourselves in the best position to compete against, again, some really good teams as well.
This season you finished third in the Big East. How would you kind of evaluate the Big East here in year number two, looking at this season, finishing it here this year?
Yeah, it's a good league, and it's a league that's going to have success in the postseason, and push other 3A and 2A teams, and it's good for us to just having one shot each year at each one of those teams for our league record, just recognizing how important each game is, and it really does help us focus in that postseason setting because we only get one shot against those teams, and every night any scenario could happen because every team could beat every other team, I felt like, and I felt like each game that we played we could have gone either way because of how well they're coached and how well the other team's athletes are.
Well, Coach, as the season also comes down as well, looking at the seniors here this year, what improvements have you seen this senior class make from the start of this season to the end here?
Yeah, with our senior class, the leadership has been consistent, and it's been team first, and so I've been grateful for that. We don't have individuals on our team, and so being a great teammate can look different for each person on how do I contribute to the team. There's game preparation, there's in-game moments, and then there's outside of that as well, and so our senior class continues to continue with the tradition of seniors that they saw before them. And so, just grateful for those guys.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you here for joining us for week number 10 of our locker room chats.
Yeah, thanks, Brandon.
That was head coach Josh Wimberger with the Sabetha Blue Jays. Finish out the season, Holton and Nemaha Central. Next Wednesday, we'll talk about postseason play with Sabetha.